The gospel reading today is our Lord proclaims, blessed those who hear the word of God and keep it. We have to ask ourselves if that is indeed what we are doing, and if it's even what we want to do. On one hand, obviously, we come to Mass and we pray, so of course we're going to say it's what I want to do. We have to ask ourselves outside of Mass, outside of prayer, what do I do? What's my focus? Am I really striving for holiness? Or am I striving to be like everyone else? Am I striving for things that aren't good? When we hear in the first reading that our heritage is among the people of God, among the chosen ones, that's exactly what God wants for each one of us. He wants us to be in heaven, ultimately, which means he wants us to be saints on earth. And let's admit it, a lot of us don't really want to be saints. It's a point I've brought up many, many times. I don't understand for the life of me why, when we have little children, we read them the books of saints, and when they get a little older, we tell them not to be like that. Like, do you want your kids to be saints or don't you? Should we present the saints to our children or should we not? It's more important to us that our kids fit in, that they're like everyone else. We don't really want them to be holy. We want them to be good. We don't want them to be saints. How tragic that we are forming our kids to be mediocre at best, rather than to strive for true holiness, for true goodness. But of course, the best way to raise saints is to be one. And so again, if we use that exact same point, we can ask ourselves, what example are we giving to our kids? It's one thing to essentially let them know we don't really want them to be saints. It's another to prove it by our own actions, because we don't want to be saints. And so if those are blessed who hear the word of God and keep it, that means it can't go in one ear and out the other. That means we can't be saying, oh yeah, I've heard that before. That means we can't look at it and say, oh, God doesn't really expect me to do all of that. Those are just, you know, that's pie in the sky. Those are just unreachable goals. Those are unattainable. Though that's just, you know, that's theoretical, but it's not practical. We have every excuse in the book why we shouldn't hear the word of God and keep it. The excuses need to stop. The Lord said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. He didn't say, by the way, the commandments are just good ideas, kind of, sort of, strive a little bit for them, but don't worry if you can't do them all. No, that's not what he said. He didn't say that living the gospel, kind of, whatever's convenient for you, that's all right. If it's not, don't worry about it. What's more important is that you fit in with the pagans around you. No, he didn't say that. And in case anybody missed the point, the early Christians knew exactly what he was talking about, because they all died because they didn't fit in with the pagans around them. They were so different from the people around them that they were persecuted for their faith. It wasn't something that they only did when they were in church. They lived it 24 hours a day. And that's what we're supposed to be doing too, each according to our state in life. Obviously, if you're married and you have a family, God's not expecting you to live like a monk or a nun. That's not your state in life. So when we talk about living this 24 hours a day, it doesn't necessarily mean living it like you're monastic. It means looking at how the faith applies to your state in life and living it. What's the prayer life look like? That is number one. What does the prayer life look like? For a lot of us, I do the morning offering, isn't that good enough? No, it is not. It's good, it's not good enough. We're not going to be able to survive in this mess that we live in with just the morning offering. It's a great start, it's a good foundation, and then we need to build on it. So we need to really look seriously at our prayer life. We need to look seriously at the areas of our lives where we're weak, and what are we doing to overcome our sins rather than just justifying and giving into them? These are challenging things. These are not easy. But being a saint isn't easy. The Lord didn't ask us to do something that was easy because he didn't do something that was easy. And he said, if we're going to be his disciples, we have to take up our cross and follow him. He didn't say, I'll do it all for you. You guys live like a bunch of pagans and I'll have it all taken care of. It's not what he said. So we really need to look at that. Look at the way that Our Lady lived her life. And then ask ourselves, am I hearing the word of God and truly striving to keep it?